enter the system of egos as a sovereign operator. Egos, in plural, yes, because you are not a singular blob. You are a composite system, an entity existing on multiple interconnected layers. As these layers of being evolve and pass through diverse contexts, they come to a point that triggers a call for your attention. And so we take these avatars of attention, entering particular egos, planes of identity and operation, to reconcile, to harmonize, or even simply to delight in these diverse planes of our existence. And in a streamlined setup of consciousness, once the context passes, you do not get caught up in it. You rewind, you return back to your ground zero, to your baseline. Instead of lingering in your avatars, you were an actor on the stage performing a role, and the curtains have closed, the lights have turned off, the context is no more, the concern is no more. We head back home. That's the ideal thing to do. That's the freedom. Then what have we as the basic planes of our being, the domains into which we incarnate? You have the instinctual, you have the emotional, you have the analytical, and you have the relational planes or domains of concern. These are responsible for your preservation, for your adaptation, for your recognition, and for your cohesion as a whole. Your core construct, your flow dynamics, your catalytic response, and your network of meanings. Each of these a plane and a playground for your avatars of attention. Enter them, deal with them, be present, take them for what they are. Do not get caught up, do not plant your roots and tentacles to any of these planes. You are beyond, and from the beyond you may operate as a sovereign overseer. Some things will happen as they may, other things you must intercept and correct when they are operating in a field of hallucination based on habitual conditioning, based on conditioned responses. Straighten those out, return your planes of incarnation back to actuality. That's the overseer's job. That is what the witness does when it's time to be hands-on. And that's all. Beyond that, let existence operate on its own terms. Simply make sure that integrity to actuality is retained. Operating in truth, streamlined into the system of egos, we incarnate as masters of our existence, and then we withdraw and liberate ourselves again. Friction will decrease, synergy will increase, and you as a whole will begin to self-harmonize and reconcile. Does not sound like a bad proposal at all, but then again, to each their own. If you do enjoy being the claustrophobic mini-me in one of your corners of being, knock yourself out, see what comes out of it, and then at some point get off the stage, right? When it becomes painfully clear that the drama you are still responding to has been over for days, if not months. Alright, present for what is, absent from what is not. That's the simple bottom line of operation. Keeps you fresh, keeps you free, keeps you happy, in a way.